With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Howdy, partners, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. The reason I'm doing that was because I spent a day inside in Galway City today, and as I was walking down Shop Street, there was two kids, one kid in front of me and one kid behind me, and they were both from the same school, and both of them were dressed as Woody from Toy Story, and they kept on going, howdy, partner, to each other, and I was caught in the middle, and I was like trying to get out of the way of the two young fellas, and they were kind of running around me at the time, saying howdy, partner, so it's just stuck in my mind. But anyway, less of my foibles of life and the stuff that just happens to waltz its way in front of me, and more of you, Paddy. How are things?
Things are good. I'll join you in a drink this evening. This is That's the biggest bottle. Isn't it a huge bottle of beer? Cheers.
It's like a magnum of Budweiser.
Cheers to our 4,000 subscribers.
No, yeah, cheers to everybody else in the other end of the camera.
And everybody else.
Yeah. Woke up this morning and I had two people. One person texted me and said, Jesus, you guys are after getting 4,000 YouTube subscribers. And look, I completely know we're not PewDiePie. So we're not going to be breaking any land speed records for getting the 4,000 YouTube followers. But still, thank you so much to absolutely everybody. And then went on YouTube, and then I had two messages from people on YouTube saying congratulations in 5K. So listen, thanks a million, guys. It means an awful lot. And as I say, it's a bit of crack, if nothing else, because the more people that watch the podcast, the more interaction, the more comments we get, and we will absolutely 100%, 1 million percent get your comments in just a moment's time. But I did want to say just thank you so much for that. And thank you so much as well for the reception to the Graham Hunter podcast, because, you know, that was something that just kind of came out of nowhere. And he was such a great, like, I've wanted to interview him for God knows how long. You know, God knows how long before I ever even thought I'd ever do a podcast. I just thought he was just a cool guy who took no nonsense from no one. And
the really weird thing about listening to that interview was, you know me, I'm kind of the reluctant podcaster, and I've said that many times. I'm just here to keep you on the straight and narrow. Yeah. If there's one guy I'd love to have a conversation with, not even a conversation with, have a large bottle of Budweiser with, is Graham Hunter. I think he's a football man, and he speaks about football. Yes. No bullshit, no shit behind the scenes. He talks about facts, he talks about real people, and he's just a joy to listen to.
And, absolutely.
If you're not listening to him or his podcast, you're doing yourself a disservice, because he asks all the questions that nobody else asks. It's really, really nice.
And he doesn't do it like there's no pomposity about him. He's just straight out and he's just friendly and he's great, genuinely. And I'm not just blowing smoke at him from afar. I just think he's a pretty cool guy for sure. And I was delighted to chat to him. And he's like off camera, off mic, or whatever you want to call it, he was extremely complimentary about Aston Villa Football Club, and he was extremely complimentary about Unai Emery, and he was extremely complimentary about even John McGinn and stuff like that. He has interviewed him on his YouTube channel previously, and I shared that today, and that's something for you guys to watch. So thanks so much, everybody, for that. Thanks so much for the reaction. I'm hearing people say my beer is a bit cloudy. This is a Citra IPA. Yes, I am one of those guys. I hope we don't dip below 4,000 subscribers now after I've said that, Paddy. But it's this lovely Citra IPA from a brewery called Yellow Belly. It's Yellow Belly IPA from a brewery called... Oh God, I can't even remember what it's called now. No, it's Yellow Belly Brewery. That's what it is.
Isn't that better than Steele asking me if I'm off the beer because I'm drinking Bud?
Ah, that could be it too.
I was off the beer, John. I'm just easing my way back onto it.
Yeah, that could be it too. Paddy, I might get you to just maybe plug out your mic and plug back in again. I think it's a bit crackly, and I think I'm echoing then through the speakers in your machine. Oh, I hope you didn't break everything now when I told you to plug it out and plug it back in again.
How are we now?
How's it now, guys? Let us know. Is the sound feeding back anymore? There doesn't seem to be any messages saying the sound is feeding back. Okay, I just let that pregnant pause in there to see if that was the case. But no, it seems to be good. Anyway, 5 minutes in, let's talk about the reason that we're here tonight, and that's because Aston Villa take on Newcastle tomorrow, and it's one of those games I think whereby Aston Villa will go there hoping to upset a party, because Newcastle have won something like they've won something like 13 of their last 17 games in the Premier League, so mm-hmm. they're on a roll, and I've no problem saying here, I'm putting my hand up and saying that. At the end of last season, when Newcastle went down that road, I think they hadn't lost in 13 games. And I said, from a team to go from the bottom of the league to mid-table, security, and going a 13 game unbeaten run, I said, there aren't many teams that would happen to, and that has to kind of drop off at some stage. And it hasn't. And fair play to Eddie Howe and to those players. And it just shows that you bring in a player like Bruno Guimarães into a team, and he's just started to make that team tick, along with getting a tune out of the likes of Almiron, who's on a scoring spree, I suppose you would call it at the moment. And you even look at their strike force. Their strike force isn't exactly, it's not exactly the a murderer's row strike force, but they're getting something out of this team. And you have to kind of say the introduction of guys there like Sven Botman into the back line and so on as well, it seems to really have bolstered this team.
Neil, you can pat as many... to an army guys on the back for Almiron's performance, but the bottom line is the cause of his performance is Jack Grealish, and that better not come back to bite us on the arse tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because Jack Grealish accused Riyad Mahrez after the last game of the season last year of playing like Almiron.
Okay.
And since then, he's just gone on an amazing run. So I hope it doesn't come back to bite us today, and I hope tomorrow I hope he forgets that that Jack played for Villa and he's a Villa fan, because it seems to have really affected him in a positive manner. Obviously, absolutely ridiculous comment to make on live TV from Jack Grealish, but most Villa fans didn't hear that because we turned off straight after the match because we were after throwing away a 2-0 lead. But apparently that's the reason that he's had a resurgence, and all of a sudden he's scoring goals, and he scored more goals this season already than he did in his previous two. So, and he's only one of many we had to worry about.
Yeah, exactly, because they are getting a tune out of that squad that they have, a tune out of the tune. See, look at that stuff. I could write the back pages for most of the papers with that kind of stuff.
That's Friday night stuff, Eric.
Friday night stuff, exactly. I wouldn't mind, but that's my first beer. So imagine how much better my jokes are going to get as the night goes on. That's brilliant. But they have Alan Saint-Maximin is back fit are in contention, I suppose, more so than back fit.
Yeah.
In contention tomorrow, Ashley Priest said. And, you know, that's not good news for Aston Villa. We want to have as many kind of pluses than we possibly can have. And we want to kind of take away as many of their weapons as we possibly can. And that wouldn't be great news. Paddy, you know, Alan Saint-Maximin was somebody over the last two or three years that's come up that always seems to be kind of, I'm going to call it shadow linked with Aston Villa. You hear these murmurs about, could Alan Saint-Maximin go to Aston Villa? Could he not?
Just not one of your podcasts, no?
I've never done a podcast that Alan Saint-Maximin. Never. No.
I don't think there was anything in it. He's one of those that blows hot and colds. You don't know what.
That was my question. Yeah, blow hot and cold or what?
Yeah, that's my opinion of him. I haven't watched too much of Newcastle this year, mainly because I think just been too busy. But you know, or maybe they haven't been on the telly, and the matches have clashed with Villa. But I haven't seen too many of them. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what he's put together tomorrow. So I'm kind of on the back foot when talking about them. Obviously, I know most of their players from seeing them over the years. They will obviously pose a decent threat. They're not sitting in fourth place for no reason. They've brought in a couple of players that have really improved the squad. I think Sven Botman is a fantastic player. Trippier has made a big difference. He scored that wonderful free kick against us last season in that awful game.
Yeah, but I think it's high.
It's one of those that you really don't know where the weak links are. And I suppose Willock and Longstaff is probably the only ones that I would pick. And even at that, have we got the firepower to go and punish them in that area of the pitch? I probably don't think we have. But who knows what Aston Villa is going to turn up tomorrow and what Aaron Danks is going to do to try and combat this. Well, let's call them they're a bit of an enigma because you just don't know what you're going to get. They've had an amazing run. They've had a lot of draws. They've only lost one game this season, which was to Liverpool. So you really don't know what's going to turn up. Is it going to be a case that we bore each other to death and finish up on a nil-all draw, or are we going to have? You remember? I don't know whether you remember back in the 90s, they used to show this game religiously on Sky Sports because we had a 4-3 one time. And every game after that 4-3 was like, oh, this is terrible.
Newcastle were just martyrs for the 4-3 game. You know, there was a couple of seasons where they just couldn't stop having them. Liverpool, ourselves, and I think they went down there in a 4-3 against somebody else. Can't remember, but...
Absolutely, but it's... Murdoch says... Villa is like a box of chocolates. And I think that sums up Newcastle as well. You're either getting a game where they decide they want to shut up shop and try and hit someone on the break, which is probably what we're going to do tomorrow, or you're going to get free-flowing attacking football and on the front foot from the start. So, you know, if ever there was a game that could end up 4-3, it's tomorrow. If we play like we did last week and they play like they can, who knows?
Paddy, obviously Aaron Danks is going to be the man in the dugout tomorrow for Aston Villa. But do you think the Villa players will have Unai Emery in their mind from the point of view of, do you think it'll actually be a plus point and a positive for us? And do you think the players will be buoyed potentially going into this game, wanting to obviously impress the new man in quote unquote?
It is 100% in the back of their minds because we've named their manager. So many times you've watched teams where they go through three or four games without the manager being named, and it's very lackluster. You can be sure that if Unai Emery isn't at the match tomorrow, he will be watching this match all next week, and he'll be picking out little bits and pieces in the lead up to the Man United game. So this is a huge game for everyone involved. We've got potentially Luca Dean coming back in. We got Boubacar Kamara back on the grass. There's players now playing for their places. There's a lot of when you consider that John McGinn and JJ came out of the team last week, their guys, if they get a chance, will need to play for their place. So there's a lot to play for here. we're going to go into a very exciting couple of weeks where we play Man United twice and Brighton before our little pre-season starts again under Unai Emery. So it's a huge game from a player's point of view. I don't envisage it's a huge game for Aaron Danks. He's on a free hit. I hope he goes out and he attacks Newcastle, because I think either way we're going to concede goals, so we may as well throw some life at them as well.
I think so too. And look, I think the Unai Emery thing, I know myself, it's made me feel percentages more optimistic about Aston Villa, tens of percentages more optimistic about Aston Villa. And it seems that in the comments here as well, and I'm just going to put up a couple of comments here. This isn't to say that you guys have been overly negative in the past, so please do not think I'm saying that. Actually, Andy says this about himself. Andy says, I genuinely think we win tomorrow. I'm the most pessimistic Villa fan of for the last 50 years. And you know, I think that it's I think that there are a lot of Villa fans here now that will be looking forward to Villa games and looking forward to, specifically, I suppose, more slightly after the World Cup, when we see what this beast can be under a new man. Also, Luke says here, Luke Sever says, scarily optimistic for tomorrow. Thanks, ball. Gives me pure joy. We've got Philly D. I know Philly used to pop on and put comments under here, and he was not Stephen Gerrard's biggest fan before everything ended. I don't think you'll mind me saying that, Philly. And Philly thinks we can get a draw. So that's an improvement. I think, on previous pieces, but you know what I mean. Now, I must say, AVFC agent Unai Emery, formerly the artist formerly known as AVFC agent Danks, and the artist formerly known as AVFC agent Gerrard previously, still thinks we lose. And I think that's probably a pragmatic take. So I'm okay with that. I can take that. I can absolutely take that. But what I'm getting at here is that there is a bit of optimism amongst the fan base with Unai Emery coming in. We've heard some great stuff about him. You know, from through all channels, I suppose, over the course of the last few days, and I think that the players have pretty much, I'm not going to be saying put on notice, but the players will know this too. They'll do their homework on him and go, all right, guys, listen, you know what, he's not here until the 6th of November. How fit, or until the 31st of October? How fit can I get between the 28th of October and the 31st of October? Because yeah, Jesus knows I'm going to need it. I think that it was just emblematic of the, optimism, I suppose, that teams will bring up.
Neil, there's a great comment here from Willie Moyes, who seems to be a new listener to the show, and you're very welcome, Willie. Mm-hmm. He says, great show, just subscribe.
Thanks very much, Willie.
I honestly think Villa can win tomorrow. I think all the pressure is on Newcastle, and I totally agree with him.
Yes,
because we know what we're going to go out with tomorrow. We know exactly what we have. They've only got last week to judge, and let's face it, Brentford were all over the shop last week as well for the first 15 minutes, which immediately changed the whole outlook of the game. And you know what? The same thing could happen to us tomorrow. But I think all the pressure is on Newcastle. They're the ones in fourth place. They see this as a game that they can go and win, and let's call a spade. You know, we are the underdogs, and that's a good position to be in tomorrow. And those players playing for their places have a big job to do, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. We've a pretty bad, and I'm sure I am not privy to the AVFC stato things that come in. I'm sure you'll go through the record that we have at St. James's Park, which is pretty poor. I personally think I should have flown out. I should have flown out to Newcastle this evening, because I was there twice. Once Alan Shearer was sent off and we won, and the other time was when Bowyer and Kieran Dyer poked the head off each other and got sent off and we won. So I should have picked this one to go to instead of next week, but at least I get to see Unai Emery's first game in charge.
Absolutely, and we will be looking at the AVFC Stato and Stato Corner in a moment. Actually, do you know what? Let's do it now, but I'm just going to start this question so I don't lose it. As you guys will know, and now as I fill time because I realized I didn't load the slides, let me start that again. As you guys will know, we have a segment here in the podcast, and we're really, really appreciative of, and it's going to pop up on the screen now, but I have to stop it popping up first. We're really appreciative of one man, and one man in particular. He is the enigmatic AVFC Stato, and he has given us some of the statistics to wet our whistle, or maybe make us want to wet our whistle before this game tomorrow. And we're going to take a look at them now in a segment we like to call Stato Corner. Stato Corner. So that's Stato Corner, and I love that little jingle, and I will say it every single time. But thank you so much, Dave FC Stato, for providing us with the statistics today. As I mentioned previously as well, Stato does have a Patreon page. If you guys like all things statistics, go check it out there. Subscribe, and you will get more statistics than you can shake a stick at off ABFC Stato there. Give him a shout and look at that. So let's take a little look at some of the statistics for today. So number one, Newcastle United are unbeaten in their last 13 home Premier League matches against Aston Villa. They've won 6 and won 7, drawn 6 since a 3-0 defeat in April 2005, with three Magpies players red carded: Stephen Taylor, Lee Bowyer, and Kieran Dyer. So what a great segue, Paddy, in that game. And I remember. Was the match televised, or was it just that
I'm pretty sure it was 3 o'clock on a Saturday. I did a day trip from Dublin because my eldest son was only 8 weeks or so away from being born, so I couldn't stay over. So a day trip and came back. But great day that day. Yeah. It could have been live.
Because the reason I remember is I think it was on Soccer Saturday, and I just happened to we played a match ourselves, and I remember just getting into the pub and seeing them cut to it on Soccer Saturday or something, and they kind of like broke from the norms and showed the two boys being pulled apart by
Garrett Barry,
yeah. In that game, I just have a vague memory of seeing it in a pub, but it wasn't at night time; it was during the day. So anyway, that's that infamous game that will go down in history. Next one here is the last 10 Premier League meetings between Newcastle and Aston Villa have seen just 14 goals scored, 9 for Villa and 5 for Newcastle. The Magpies haven't scored more than once in a Premier League match against the Villains since a 2-1 win in September 2013. Interesting. Number three, 21 points from 12 games marks Newcastle's best return at this stage of a Premier League campaign since 2011-2012, where they had 25 points. Excuse me, I'm trying to stifle a cough. This is the first time since Newcastle are playing a Premier... This is the first time Newcastle are playing a Premier League game while starting the day in the top four of the table since April 2012, and a 4-0 defeat at Wigan Athletic. Interesting. Hopefully we can inflict that 4-0 defeat on them again then tomorrow.
That'd be nice.
Number four, Newcastle have won more points than any other Premier League side so far in October. 13, winning 4 and drawing 1, and they last earned more in a single calendar month in the competition back in April 2006 when they won 16 points. Can't even remember who was playing for them in 2006 or who would have even been their strike force or whatever. No idea.
Me neither.
Number five, Aston Villa beat Brentford 4-0 last time out and are looking to secure back-to-back Premier League victories for the first time since May. However, they've lost 11 of their last 12 against sides starting the day in the top four. It's just a fact, lads. It's just a fact. Yeah. It's just a
fact. In fairness, it's not usually a team like Newcastle starting the day in the top four. So it's usually one of the greedy six that are in the top four. So we'll rule that one out and give ourselves a little bit of hope.
Exactly. Number six, Aston Villa are winless in their last 7 Premier League away games, drawing 2 and losing 5, with only Nottingham Forest and Wolves netting fewer goals on the road this term than the Villains. Now, we do know that Aston Villa had only scored 4 goals previously at home, and they scored 4 in one home game under Danks, who obviously is taking the game tomorrow. So let's hope we can equal that 3 goals in one game again tomorrow and keep the flag flying for Aston Villa. Number 7, Newcastle have conceded fewer goals than any other Premier League side this season, which is 10. Just 2 of these have been in the opening 45 minutes, with the Magpies not conceding in the first half in any of their last 8 Premier League matches. It's their longest such run since a run of 9 between April 2016 and September 2017. I think Rafa Benitez would have been over them then, would he? Was that too early? I'm not too sure.
Possibly.
Newcastle's Miguel Almiron is enjoying his best goal-scoring season in the Premier League, netting 6 goals in his last 12 appearances so far. He's netted 5 goals in his last 5 games in the competition and is looking to score in 3 in a row for the first time. So thanks, Jack, there you go. We mentioned there. Yeah, that's the Jack Grealish curse that he's put on us.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I'd have turned off well before that. I'd say, Paddy, we were... I don't know how you listened to... Oh, maybe you didn't come on the post-match for Man City.
I don't think you did. I was in Mayo that day.
You were. I did the post-match my own, and I certainly didn't want to listen to anything anybody in Sky Blue was saying that day. Number nine, Danny Ings scored twice in Aston Villa's 4-0 win over Brentford last time out, ending an 8-game goal drought in the Premier League. He last scored in consecutive appearances in May, which was the last time the Villains won consecutive league games. So we're all behind Danny Ings, and we're rooting for him to score tomorrow, because usually when he scores, that means we win.
Stato, so, I reckon there's another line that could have went on the end of that one that said it was the last time he started consecutive matches. And that's the reason why his stats are like that.
Could be.
No.
Could be.
I was quite happy tweeting Team Paddy last Saturday during the game when he scored twice.
Yeah. I must have that hashtag.
All right, keep going. Muted.
Must have that muted. And that is everybody. Thank you so much once again to Avi of Stato. And that is the wonderful segment that we like to call Stato. Excellent. And as I say, thank you so much for providing us with those statistics. Now, Paddy, before we left and we went there, the wonderful Kieran O'Callaghan, everybody knows Kieran, had a question. And here is such question. Does he change the starting lineup? Nice and simple.
One word answer? No.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay. I didn't ask for one word answer. Why doesn't he change the starting 11?
Well, if it was me, that's exactly what I would do. I would put out the same team who have given... Let's face it, the performance of the season, the performance of the last 3 or 4 years, as far as I'm concerned, it was as full of a performance, of a 90-minute performance, as we've seen since our return to the Premier League. I love the fact that he used all his subs. I love the fact that he gave players a run. But at the end of the day, all those players are on the pitch to put us 3-0 up, that made us look like Brazil 1970, and... it was just a joy to watch. So I don't know how you justify changing that team. There's a lot of things that people will argue. Should the two boys who were dropped come back in? Should Luca Dean come straight back in? Probably not if he's not fit enough. I think the same with Luca Dean as I do with Boubacar Kamara at this stage, and given the run of games that's ahead. I'd say let them off, let them have a little pre-season now in November, December, and have them ready for to be all firing. Now, don't get me wrong, if either of these guys get called up for the World Cup, I'd be delighted for them. But the two of them are leaving it very, very tight. So I'd hate to see us rush Luca Dean back in. So other than that, that would be the most obvious of the changes, if he felt that Luca Dean could do some damage or... will be a better man to have in there other than Ashley Young. But for me, Ashley Young has done absolutely everything we've asked of him since he came in. So I would keep him in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on team do not change the team. Team do not change the team is a very long hashtag to have tomorrow.
You got a lot more than your one word answer there, didn't you?
Well, I didn't ask for a one word answer. That's the thing. You took creative control all of a sudden.
It's a bit of boring podcasting, and we just kept getting no more answers, isn't it?
We would have been finished up at 23 minutes, Petty. Then you went down at a 3-4 minute salvo. It was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. But I'm the same. I don't think I'd change anyone. I don't think anybody would want, and there's no one clamoring for an inclusion of somebody like a maybe John McGinn or something like that. There's no one doing that. Maybe he does take someone out of the team, but I don't think it's going to be consequential in any way, shape, or form. And I think that it'll be a case whereby we see more like more or less like for like kind of changes. But no, I don't think that there's going to be wholesale changes. I don't think there'll be many changes at all. And I think that the team will be very, very similar to the way it went out against Brentford for sure. I'm hitting a complete another blank, Paddy. Who was the other man in the tree behind? Was it Buendia started? It was Buendia.
Buendia was in the 10, yeah.
Yeah, Buendia was in the 10. I couldn't think, was it? Yeah, he might play Coutinho in the 10. He might start Buendia. I think that might be the only change you might make. But look, I can't see him bringing in McGinn for Dundonker. I can't see him bringing in Jacob Ramsey for Bailey or someone like that. So
me neither. He could switch something up in that tree behind Danny Ings. It's a strange situation knowing there's a new manager coming in. I think he grabs hold of the situation himself. Somebody's asking there, will Emery have any input? Emery hasn't been near the club because he doesn't have his work permit and he won't have his hearing until Tuesday. Is that right? 1st of November? I think it's Tuesday.
His hearing is on Monday because he starts on the 31st of October, they said.
It's Monday, so yeah. I keep getting confused because it's a bank holiday here in Ireland on Monday, so it's not in the UK. So, so we won't hear or see or have any input in the team from Unai Emery till next week, so don't worry about that. I don't see Coutinho coming in. I think it was a statement from Aaron Danks to put Buendia in there. I think if you look at it closely enough, Buendia was probably the lowest performer of the 11. That would be my opinion. But that's mainly because the two boys out wide ran riot. You know, I compared them to Ronaldinho and Neymar when the match kicked off. It was incredible. To sit behind the goal for that first 15 minutes and win the toss or lose the toss, whatever happened to decide to shoot into the whole thing and bamboozle them, it worked. There was some mad stuff happening that first 15 minutes. You couldn't take your eye off it. There was a lot of things went unnoticed, like Bailey and Watkins switching over from left to right. And it completely bamboozled that. That defence didn't know whether it was coming or going. They had brought the right back over to left back at one stage, and it was just hilarious to watch. So, the bounce, as we saw last week, will more than likely not have the same effect tomorrow. But all we can do is hope for the best. I can't see the team changing. I wouldn't change the team for the world. I think those guys deserve this. I think he's hit his best formation as well, which is great. Yeah.
Here's one for you. Might we see McGinn in the Scotland role? Like we're three weeks removed from everybody saying that should be where he should play. And now, you know, I would 100% agree. And I've seen some of the comments there saying, you know, that Buendia and Coutinho's work rate and work levels and effervescence, I suppose, up there is night and day. Let's say we put McGinn in there and say, hey, John, just pretend you've got a blue jersey on and pretend that you're playing against Latvia. Go out there and do your stuff. I think like that might be a like-for-like change, more a better like-for-like change with regards to energy and work rate up there, maybe. But like, I'm not canvassing for this. I'm literally here trying to make a podcast out of something. But I think I'd be blown away by a change like that. You know, I wouldn't be
both said on numerous occasions that we would love to see that happen at some stage. I don't think tomorrow is the day. I think if he makes a change with Buendia, it will be 100% Coutinho, because I would also like to see that tree behind Danny Ings Like, can you imagine them having to put two people on Coutinho like most people do, and yet the two guys are out wide running riot? I think that's going to be a joy to watch, and it's one I'd love to be behind the goal for. There's just so much there that can take your breath away. I just hope he keeps the same back six, let's call it. That way we can just keep our discipline there and let those front four run riot, whoever he chooses to start there. Because it was the first 15 minutes last week was the most enjoyable 15 minutes of my Villa supporting life in a few years.
It's definitely the most enjoyable 14 minutes since people have returned back into stadia. You know, and it must be, and I think everybody would probably agree with that one. You know,
since that Liverpool game, I suppose the 7-2 game.
The one that we keep on, I just hope we've got a good win against the team again, because it's kind of like 3 years is a long time to be talking about. And I know I'm not underplaying it. And it was a fantastic game, but you know, it's pretty much been the highlight of the last 2.5 years. So we need a few more highlights to talk about. I suppose probably as well the Southampton game. Southampton game was like last year, where Coutinho just decided to put on his boots from 2012 or 2013 or 2014, whenever it was, and he was just magic that day. You know, he was magic that day. But look, we're hoping for something like that. We're hoping for I want Villa to get into the mode that they were against Brentford last day. I want them to have shots. I want them to have lots of shots from inside the box. You know, pepper the goals, try and create chances, and utilize the width that we saw them utilize last week. And I think that's really all we're asking for. I think tomorrow is very much give us performances around the field. Show us who wants to be part of the Unai Emery quote unquote revolution or whatever comes from it. Show us who wants to be there. Work your absolute nuts off. You know, it's you've got what is it, 7 days until Man United come again. You're going to have a new manager in place. He's going to be like, everybody knows who he is, and you know what he's about, and it's all about work rate, and it's all about ethic, and it's all about working hard, and there's going to be no one skirting their responsibilities, specifically off the field and on the field. So just go out and play like as if he's the manager tomorrow, and just do your work. And if you need come off. Five subs is a huge five subs can be a detraction or it can be a bonus, you know. And if, specifically, if you're part of the front four, just work yourself into the ground. And like, we can bring on a Coutinho or Ramsey and a Cameron Archer, even a maybe they bring on a McGinn in that position, maybe they bring on a Morgan Sanson. I'd be still my beating heart for Morgan Sanson, by the way, if he's going to be on the bench. But you know what I'm trying to get at here? They can bring somebody on who can come in and do a job. And now
Neil, during next week, we're going to have a podcast dedicated to those guys who are on the periphery, who were essentially a bomb squad, because I've a lot to say about Unai Emery and what might happen with them guys. So we'll talk about that during the week.
Spoiler alert! I still don't think Sanson is the. I don't think he's the Messiah, and I don't think he's a very naughty boy. I did think he was a very naughty boy for a while, but
speaking of spoiler alerts, I'm a little bit worried. I have a funny feeling that O'Rourke DA football is David O'Rourke from the Irish Lions.
That's David.
David O'Rourke does not have a great record going to away matches, and was at the Forest game a few weeks ago. So, David, please tell me it's not you.
Hey, David, if you can bring us back another draw, I'd be absolutely delighted with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Over the moon with it.
I'd be happy with a draw tomorrow. As things stand, if we take a point tomorrow, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, I think so too. I absolutely think so too. By the way, guys, actually, did anyone see any of you hear Aaron Danks' interview today? Am I gone mad? But if you close your eyes and listen to that Aaron Danks interview, does he not sound exactly like Ty Bracey? I mean, like exactly like Ty Bracey. Or maybe I'm just listening to too much Ty Bracey. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as too much Ty Bracey. But Jesus, I was listening to the presser in the car today, and I was like,
yeah, it's him.
That could be Bracey. Yeah, that is David O'Rourke. But it could be Ty Bracey. I don't know. Look. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Ty, if you're listening and if you're watching.
He does a little bit. And just to counteract our unlucky David O'Rourke, Kieran O'Callaghan is going to be there in his For the Love of Paul McGrath beanie hat. I'm sure he means by his lucky hat.
Yes, exactly. He wore it last week as well. Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out if I can get some of those beanie hats again, because number one, my one has seen better days because the dog took it and decided fell in love with it. So I need another one for myself. I have another one over here just in case anybody doesn't know what we're talking about. Keep an eye out. Lovely For the Love of Paul McGrath beanie hats with lovely embroidered logos there. And we'll see if we can get a couple more of those for Christmas presents, because, you know, people might want Christmas presents.
We also have some very secretive merchandise coming next week for our UK viewers. So,
yes,
keep an eye over the next couple of days. And yes, there's something coming. Hopefully nice Christmas presents to dish out to people. And we won't be able to send them around the world. The reason for that will become very apparent when you see them. But
Yes. Sorry, I tried to play off as if I knew what Paddy was talking about.
You didn't need to take this out of your hands off.
I was trying to play off as if I knew what Paddy was talking about there for a while. Yes, we do. And then as he was talking, I was like, what the hell is that? And then it just clicked at me. Yes. I remember. Okay. Apologies about that. We won't be able to send them worldwide, but it's just one of those things. Keep your eyes peeled. Keep your eyes peeled for sure. So guys, I think that's going to do it. We're up in 38 minutes. It's Friday evening. And as I say, there seems to be a calmness. And when I mean a calmness, that's not in a disrespect to Newcastle, but there seems to be a bit of a calmness because I suppose of what happens after this game more so than what happens during this game, I think, is where Aston Villa fans are. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. We'd love to go out there and have a smash and grab 1-0 win, whereby this time we have an Ashley Young takes a free kick and it goes in off Dan Burns' tie into the back. It takes a massive deflection, goes into the back of the net. We'd love to have that situation. But look, I suppose you know, we will obviously be expecting a tough game tomorrow, and we could very well lose this game tomorrow. But as I say, I think it's very much about the performances, about what the players want to do and what the players will do under the watchful guise of Darren Danks and also the spectre of Unai Emery, who is going to come into the club as of Monday itself. So listen, guys, we're going to leave it at that for this evening. If you do like this podcast, please give us a thumbs up. The no manager bounce continue. Yeah. Imagine what it's going to be like when we do get a full-time manager. But thanks so much. If you do like this, please give a thumbs up. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, I would please, I would love you to subscribe to the podcast. Also follow us on Twitter. We will be back tomorrow with a team sheet tantrum. I potentially may be missing, and Paddy's going to be holding the fort. Not that that's a bad thing or anything. The reason being is my wonderful offspring, my fantastic little baby girl, turns one tomorrow, and it's been a quick year. As I said to Paddy, Sunday is going to be a year since Ashley Young was played in midfield to counteract Declan Rice and Thomas Souček.
Let that sink in.
That'll be Sunday, so I hope you guys have the beers at the ready to commemorate that game. For sure. But yes, I will hope to make a portion of the team sheet tantrum tomorrow. As I say, but I will be celebrating the wonderful birth of my the wonderful first birthday, should I say, of my little lady tomorrow. So if I don't make it, I still love you guys. I haven't gone anywhere. But as I say, we may get on for 5, 10, 15 minutes to the team sheet tantrum. But listen, thanks a million to everybody for everything you've done. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate all the kind words over the last week. And it's onwards and upwards here for the podcast, for us as a podcast community, because you guys are the podcast, not us. And as I say, let's see what the next 365 days bring and what brings for Aston Villa as well. But listen, go on, enjoy the rest of your Friday afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow at some stage for something, specifically the team sheet tantrum. Paddy will be here with you for that. I'll probably pop on for the post-match afterwards, and let's hope for an Aston Villa win. Let's pray for an Aston Villa win if that's your thing. But more importantly, let's expect a good Aston Villa performance, because we've seen what they can do last week, and now they've set the bar. Let's keep it at that level, or indeed raise it as we go to St. James's Park tomorrow. So best of luck, everybody. Stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is... Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.